Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back today. Welcome back today. We're going to talk about reassurance. Can we be given too much reassurance? And are we kind of addicted to be assured? So we're looking at a short course. So it's a bit of an explanation. Some of the topics that are very good to discuss, and are we looking for reassurance? So this is where we're going to go, and how is that damaging to our development? And are we held back, and are we conditioned to not take risks? And like a child, we need to explore, we need to fumble, we need to fall over, we need to get up. We can't get up if we're continually reassured, and therefore we are always looking for reassurance and validation. So friends, it's Nick Jens of Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Welcome to another podcast 204 on the chart. So, and there we are. So yes. So let's have a look at that. So today I just want to talk about why reassurance seeking is so bad for anxiety, anxiety challenged and sufferers. So if you've been around for a while, you've no doubt kind of heard me talk about other podcasts, in that many other podcasts about this a lot, right? But I think it's important to remember exactly why we need to be looking, working on in the order to recover from the awareness on this kind of area. I think reassurance seeking is one of the hardest safety behaviors to break, as it does provide some temporary relief. So of course, when we're feeling like so horrible or scared and fearing something, we don't want to give up this reassurance. But the main word is temporary. Long term, it will just make us kind of make things that much more worse and reinforce the idea that something is wrong within us, and keeping that dreaded cycle going, always getting addicted to the reassurance. If you're experiencing like any physical symptoms or the reassurance seeking, right, wherever you are, in office, at home, with your partners, always seeking reassurance, it's likely that to keep you focused on them, and that becomes a strong habit, and making them more and more noticeable too. So the idea is to create that awareness around you. Take some note, and what are you continually seeking for? Like, what sort of reassurance are you seeking? So, and really, really important to know why are you seeking reassurance? And that is also, does that affect the confidence, our confidence to make our own decisions, or do we always need to make this? Some of us are very sensitive in this area, and we're not learning from a space of independence, or even going to a level of interdependence, but we're stuck maybe on the codependence because we're just relying on others. Sometimes we just need to fumble, as I mentioned earlier, and learn from our mistakes. Now, this behavior can be especially hard to break, as your loved ones may not know that by offering you reassurance, you crave for by habit, they can actually be like doing you more damage, but which is of course not their whole aim. They only love you, so they only want to help you, but they don't know that it's detrimental to your health and anxiety. It may be worth having a serious chat with them and with your loved ones to help them really understand how to support you in different ways. One of my favorite phrases is seek comfort, not reassurance. Seek comfort and not reassurance. So my challenges for you, my challenge for you is this week, or when you hear this podcast, is apart from writing down some things that may be confronting or comforting to you in those moments of panic, all right, so I need to be reassured. Maybe it's a hug or a cup of tea or just listening ears. I want to listen. So listen to you, or whatever it may be, you know, share that with this list. Write the list and share it with your loved ones so they can work with you and still support you through health and anxiety without enabling damaging safety behaviors, which meaning feeding on our perceived inadequacy or the behavior of moving ourselves from those self-prison walls, if you want to say. Let's look at some of the short course. I'm just going to preview through it. We can call it reassurance versus space, understanding health anxiety and supportive practices. So the course, the mini course that I'm about to put out there, I've already done one called Change for Challenge. At a great time. It was a seven module course, and this one I can go into the module and talk to you briefly about them, because we'll expand on them as we go on. So this short course will aim to explore the concept of reassurance seeking in the context of health anxiety. Its impact, we'll look at the impacts on the mental health and well-being and the importance of providing a safe space rather than reassurance, looking for that safe space. Rather be addicted to the safe space, and of providing a safety space rather than reassurance. Now, through understanding the origins of this behavior, where did the behavior come from? How far can you go? How far can we go? Or you? How far can you go and discover? You know, explore where this behavior come from, and developing a healthier coping mechanism once you find out. Now, as participants, you will learn how to better support yourselves and your loved ones. So, in the first module, we look at understanding reassurance seeking. Why do we do that? We need to define what reassurance seeking is, its role, and in its role in health and anxiety. We need to identify the temporary reliefs versus long-term consequences of reassurance. So it's a quick fix, you know, that kind of thing. And what are the short-term, long-term? So we also look at, we can look at the mechanisms. The mechanism, the reassurance seeking, is the act of looking for validation. So I repeat, that's important. Reassurance seeking is the act of looking for validation. In other words, we're looking for love, we're looking for approval. We don't feel secure. It's from an insecure mindset, and from others regarding one's health and concerns, or even decision making, even the smallest decision, especially working with groups. It often provides temporary relief, but reinforces anxiety in the long run. So, that's the catcher there. You know, it can provide temporary relief, but it reinforces anxiety in the run, because you're still keeping that habit going on of always feeling like insecure, always feeling insecure, but always wanting to be, as a habit of reassurance. Sometimes I keep mentioning many of my podcasts, it's okay to fall down and it's okay to fall, get up again, you know. And that's any way we'll break out of the, you know, a mental prison walls, the psychic walls, and, you know, facing a fear, moving forward. And then the cycle of anxiety is basically how reassurance reinforces the beliefs that something is wrong with us, and leading to the cycle of anxiety, a karmic decision, and an increased focus on physical symptoms. I need to be reassured that I'm going to be, you know, that I'm okay. We can get catastrophic here. We can go anywhere with this. So it's important to not get into the cycle of anxiety. In the module 2, we look at dangers of reassurance. How come it's dangerous? We look at potential negative effects of reassurance on health anxiety sufferers. We discuss how reassurance can inevitably enable harmful safety behaviors. We look at the areas like temporary relief versus long-term impact. While reassurance may alleviate immediate fears, it can lead to increased anxiety over time. We look at impacts. How does this impact on relationship? Loved ones may unknowingly contribute to the problem by providing too much reassurance, which, you know, complicates their ability to support effectively. I remember watching a movie once, the Spartan 300, right? 300 Spartans, and how in the movie how the youngsters were left to fend for themselves. They were given a spear, a slingshot, and they were given the spear to go out there. At the age of 10, they were left all alone in the jungle, right? And if they were there for a certain amount of times a week by themselves, and their whole idea was to use their survival techniques, and either they would come out.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Come out of it victorious, or they wouldn't come back at all. And those are the days of the Spartans and how they taught their children to be brave, to be encouraged, you know, to face, you know, to be reassured of their, you know, to reassure and to be resilient to the life changes. Beautiful movie. So if you haven't seen it, go and have a look at that movie. We can now look into module 3, the importance of space and safety. We'll look at understanding the concept of providing space and safety instead of reassurance. Why don't we just give people space? Don't interfere with them. Everyone, you're probably antagonizing your family or your friends by step back. Be the observer rather than the don't get enmeshed into the situation. You know, we sure have an answer for everything. You know, we can't wait. Maybe we just need it. The only reason we jump in there because we want to validate ourselves. Or we want to be validated by them. But so what we do? Oh, I've got the answer for that. I'm going to give you some reassurance. 100%. It's not doing anyone any favors or any healing there at all. Just think about the Spartan child they got left in the middle of the jungle to fend for themselves. Right? So we'll also look at explore the alternative supportive practices that encourage healing. What practices can we use to help us heal through this? What can we do? How can we become more confident in this situation? What do we need to face? So when we look at safety, and reassurance versus reassurance, we'll discuss the principles of creating a safe space for the people you're involved with and to be able to express the anxiety without seeking reassurance, right? Say, I just want to be heard. That's all. I want to be heard. Have you heard of someone say, we just want to be heard, we just want to vet some stuff out, I don't need your reassurance, I don't need your reinsurance, I need to learn this ability, I need to have this ability of my own rather than be disabled from it. And then we'll also look at the comfort practices, you know, encourage, we'll look at the ideas to encourage and to identify comforting actions like a hug, a tear, or just pure listening. That's it. That can be like shared with loved ones or to foster support without enabling unhealthy behaviors. And now we move on to the module 4. We'll be looking at personal reflections and development. Personal reflections and development. So the objective is to reflect on the beginnings of reassurance seeking in individuals who are involved in experience. Develop personal coping strategies and supportive practices. What can we do to cope with this, to do better, and to have a strategy to cope with it? How can we overcome the need or the addiction of this reassurance? And then we're looking to the personal development section, discuss how past experiences might have shaped the need for the reassurance. What? Yeah, we can go dig a little bit deeper into our child wounding or even our what we've picked up from the past and been conditioned to. We look at also again the coping strategies, encourage us to list comforting practices and share them with the support, with your support network family. Introduce like exercise to self-reflect. And we'll be introducing, yes, self-reflections and mindfulness to reduce anxiety without reliance on the reassurance. You've got to brave up on that one. There are many, many resources that we could use. Articles on health anxiety, psychology behind reassurance seeking. We can look at some books for coping mechanisms on this title. We can look at worksheets. We can maybe using worksheets. There is a worksheet available or a little booklet that'll be designed for this particular course. And comfort practices worksheets, a tool for identifying and documenting comforting actions. So you can get your own journal on that one. And reflective journal, a space for participants to explore their feelings about reassurance and seeking developing personalized strategies. We also will be providing a supporting video. A video will be able to, short videos will be created for a particular course. As we move into modules, a video will be created on each one, explaining the cycle of anxiety and the importance of safety in relationships. And so through this course, you'll be able to gain insights into the complex relationship between reassurance seeking and health anxiety. By really looking into and providing space and comfort rather than reassurance, we can foster like a healthier coping mechanism and strengthen support systems, leading to improved mental well-being. So I encourage everyone who's listening today to this podcast to share their comfort list with loved ones and engage on open discussion about how best to support each other and through these health anxiety issues without enabling unhealthy behaviors. That is just strength like the Spartans from day one. We can look at some valuable resources that provide further insights into reassurance seeking and health anxiety. How to cope? What sort of coping mechanisms? We'll go into coping mechanisms. We can look at, you know, there's articles and websites you can search like ADDAA from Naming Anxiety Depression Association of America. I got a lot of stuff on that. And there's another one called Mind. The UK-based mental health charity provides information on anxiety, including like coping strategies and impact of reassurance seeking. You can look at websites of mind.org.uk. You can look at Psychology Today. It's full of this kind of interesting materials written for mental health and professionals on various topics. So these are kind of study materials. Another one is Health and Anxiety, A Guide to Recovery, a comprehensive guide on understanding health and anxiety. its symptoms and effective treatments and options. And there are many, many books, some titles I mentioned here, the Anxiety and Phobia Workbook by Edmund J. Bourne. This book offers practical exercise information on managing anxiety, including like health anxiety and safety behaviors. Another one is called Reassurance Seeking. Now this one's good with the title, right? Grab that book, A Guide for Health Anxiety Sufferers by Paul D. Slukowskis. Yep. And focuses on specifically on reassurance seeking and strategies to overcome it. And another one like Overcoming Health Anxiety, Self-Help Guide Using Cognitive Behavioral Techniques by David Vale and Rob Wilson. This book provides evidence-based strategies for managing health anxiety and including addressing reassurance seeking. So the list goes on and on and on, so it's really good. There's many people like anxiety coaches out there, like myself, who also got a lot of material on this. So you can also search Udemy, online courses and webinars, and you can use a Coursera, or you can look at Udemy for all sorts of things, especially if you want to tap into CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and yes, it's all available. Well, folks, it's come into this podcast, and it's it has come to my awareness, this particular, how important is this for some of us that are actually really sensitive, and we really need to, you know, become the Spartans to manage and cope with our anxieties. So unfortunately my parents didn't, and your parents probably didn't, shove you out in the jungle, right, in the forest, and where you had to learn to sink or swim. And so I guess those days were a little bit different. I think those days in ancient days, the Spartan, the Greek mythological days, you know, I guess when you look at, you just have to, you know, it was not many people survived to a certain age, and I think they had to really learn to survive quickly. There was more threats than all threats, so you have to become a soldier, a warrior. So leaving on that note, who's going to be in it to become the warrior, you know, to deal with all these anxieties and stresses? And so it's Nick Jensen, the Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, your coach for anxiety, over and out. Hope you can join me on further podcasts on this particular subject. And bye for now, and blessings.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.